MPs from across the political spectrum have delivered a damning verdict on the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. In the words of a parliamentary report, it was one of the worst public health failures in UK history. It left vulnerable groups exposed and led to one of the worst outcomes among developed world economies.
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
Boris Johnson's delay in ordering the first lockdown in March 2020, the report says, cost many lives. It was part of a deliberate policy based on scientific advice aimed at achieving herd immunity, something the government has always denied. And a so-called groupthink among ministers and government scientists, the report says, led to a failure to learn lessons from what other countries were doing.
We took too long to make that decision. I think everyone recognises that now. We should have been able to avoid a lockdown altogether if we'd followed the model taken in Taiwan or South Korea with a much expanded test and trace programme right from the outset. We could have avoided locking down in that first year as those countries did. So that is a big lesson.
Despite being one of the first countries to develop a test for COVID-19 in January 2020, the report says the UK squandered that lead, turning it into a situation of permanent crisis when mass testing was halted in March. By the time a test, trace and isolate system did come along in the summer, it was, say MPs, slow, uncertain, often chaotic. There are moments of praise for the vaccine rollout and the development of life-saving treatments, both involving scientists from Oxford University. But that does not exonerate the government or its advisers for a litany of criticisms set out in what is an almost universally scathing report. Lobby Akinola lost his dad Femi to COVID-19 in April last year. He wants an apology.
This moment here isn't about politics, it's not about saving face, it's about understanding the pain that people are going through and doing what we can to ameliorate that and then prevent it from happening again. And I think you can convey all of that in two simple words of I'm sorry. So the decision to not do that, I think, sends a different and unfortunate message quite loudly.
The National COVID Memorial Wall opposite Parliament bears vivid testimony to the pandemic, and Parliament has now laid bare the extent of government responsibility for those losses. A public inquiry is due in 2022. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.